Evening, listeners, and we're back this week with It's All in the Stars with Hassan Jaffer and Ingrid, your host. Good evening, Hassan.
Hi, Ingrid. How are you?
Good. How are you?
One more week. You know, finally I was able to get my newsletter out yesterday. So a lot of people have got the newsletter. Hopefully, they'll be able to call in also. And I told them my clients actually know. But we'll get there in another week's time.
One more week.
One land, one cell.
We keep asking the listeners to be patient.
I must say I was very impressed with Don and Nevin, because from the studio, they actually put all our things in archives.
Very nice.
10 of them are all archived, yeah.
That would be fantastic to look back
even
on.
Even ones that we didn't want to be archived yet.
Well, we get better from here on in.
That's right. So I noticed you've got an inquiry here.
I got an Inquirer. Actually, yeah, it is the Inquirer. Just for a little bit of interesting information,
yeah.
I just wanted to
I mentioned on my newsletter that the format that I want to take was the first 5-10 minutes to discuss world events, what's happening, some of the things and the reasoning behind events, and then we'll discuss some of the celebrities to receive the calls. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Well, the first one is us saying that 2008 November is a magic number.
2008
November, that's right. When Pluto is moving from Sagittarius to Capricorn. And Sagittarius is a sign for religion, for law, like a judicial system, the education system. And all of this aspect goes to complete and radical change. So the education system, you have virtual universities everywhere. A legal system, totally in shambles. The whole system is bought, as we know, and that's why people know this year on the record for.
Now, 2008 is actually when you had said that that's when we were going to have world.
That's right. Also, exactly.
That's and a pretty large statement, Hassan.
Yeah, well, see, in Cupid, the same thing happened. Pluto was in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is time for ridicule. So first, the extremes of it, and then you get the peace. And and it's like finding the truth in every religion.
Can I ask, is that going to be going forward as well, or is it just going to be world peace for a year, 2 years, 10 years?
No, like the main, because you see, one of the main bases of the differences is when people focus on the differences in religion rather than seeing one of the common elements. Like Michael, for example, I remember I was giving a lecture for Conference of Religion, like your 12 signs of the zodiac. It's really interesting. The first one is always a bit of a fighter also, and the last one always disappears and comes back, like Aries and Pisces theme. So it seems to be like a natural theme in nature that everything follows. When you try to find the true concepts of the divine truth in every religion, because they all have that, it's just that the interpreters, that's what they make the mistakes. So, once we are close to the truth in every religion, then they all respect each other, and that's what's going to happen. And on the internet also, and this mass communication. So till 2008, November, we'll have some absolutely amazing, like first of all, it's like 100 megabits per second. Right now we have like 2-3 megabits per second. We have it at MIT and all that. So the instantaneity of the intelligence everywhere, and the only thing is information overload. We're going to have a lot of that also, unfortunately.
Is that going to be affecting the computers and the internet?
Yeah, on everywhere, yeah. And the new thing, like the new computers will be like paper thin. You press a button and the whole screen comes out, for example. Like if you have the amazing technology.
Interesting.
For example, like a holographic, you see the speed limit or any of these things, for example, like all kinds of total revolution change in the communication, the way we talk, think. And that's why all these yoga retreats now they will become very popular, because everything is so computerized that suddenly when they take you to a place where there's nothing, imagine no cell phone, just the stars, it'd be beautiful, but people are going to go crazy.
Or as you always talk about, salsa dancing, there's no cell phones there and no computers there, just music.
Yeah, you know, I was going to, last time we had a blackout in Toronto, I was going to state, and I told my twin sister I had to try to cross the border before about 4 o'clock, like 2:45. I mean, like 2:45 if you can. And she really took her time. And I was off. I had gone there by 2 o'clock. Exactly like 2:45 or something, she was at the border, and then she was crossing, she was just about to cross, and the whole light went. And she couldn't cross, she had to come back. But my niece, who's an Aries, but she has 3 planets in Pisces, like Casanova. I mean, she's married, very happy, and all that. She's quite young, actually. She's in Mayfair in London. But very, very romantic, girl, and she just loved that. That blackout was the best thing she said that could happen. I wish we had a blackout every month for about 3-4 hours in Toronto.
No, don't tell that to too many people.
Yeah, you could see layers and all these stars everywhere, and it was so beautiful. Were you here during that blackout?
Yes, I was. I was actually in my hometown, Cambridge, then.
Oh, it must have been gorgeous.
It was, because even without a blackout, we have beautiful stars compared to Toronto.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one of the major events that are truly being in Sagittarius. Of course, the immigration policy will change a lot also.
It's already happening. It's in the news every day.
That's right. Yeah. And these things were predicted way before, you know, that the mass communication, that the changes we said will start from November 1995. I wrote that in 1986.
And November, you know, sorry, say that again. November 9th, 95?
November 95, it started when Pluto went into Sagittarius, and I said these three things will go to a complete radical change, and the extremes of abuse in that system also, including religion. The mass communication will be, you will see global television all around, simultaneous translation, which is already starting to happen, that you will be perfected by November 2008. So November 1995 is exactly when internet came in.
Really?
Yeah, so it's a complete like a revolution.
That's fascinating.
Now, before that, Pluto was in Scorpio, a violent sign, and communism and all that. And we have said that the end of communism, end of apartheid, end of Berlin Wall, no political country had seen at that time. Because we had right this in up to 1986. So, anyways, all that, but it's a violent after when Pluto was in Scorpio. Like all these, in the Gulf War, and one point a minute, tons of bombs in Iraq, like all these things, and oil fires was happening, all these things that happened. And from November 1995, it started with the Pluto and Sagittarius, culminating in 2008 November. So next 2 years, you'll see radical changes and all the peace movements coming up. And the greatest force for us, the mass communication, is internet. That's the only place for democracy now. So say you're the highest crime rate in the state. You have governments of the people, by the people, for the people. It has the highest crime rate. How can you call it democracy? So on the internet, of course, it's a tremendous force, and they are not going to be able to control it. In fact, I tell people to hang on to the old computers if you can, because the new disk will automatically have all kinds of things.
So they're going to be controlling us, as you will, with the new technology. That's a scary thought. So people, hold on to your old computers. Don't throw them away, and don't sell them in garage sales, because that is... Basically, Hassan is saying that is a gem that you should keep and treasure.
Now, this one, if you look at the timeline, there's Neptune and there's Uranus. Now, if you read these, if you're studying these, I'm going to take all my, these are my world predictions for 2017.
Now, can the listeners find this on your website, Hassan?
I think there is something, but they can always email us at it. I think it's right on the email. I mean, I haven't put an order form because we just had a few left. But right on the main things, it says Singapore's world predictions.
So did you want me to start at 2006?
Now, if you notice that, yes. If you notice, it says holographic actors. And now you'll see this between 2007, or actually later on 6, or 7 and 8, it shows holographic actors. So you have, for example, Marilyn Monroe or Tom Cruise, for example, acting together, like the digital actors. The technology is there. It's just that all these things are not fast enough right now, all the rendering of it. In about 3-4 years' time, you'll find. But this goes on right to about 2000. And if you notice on the Neptune, it's 2012 almost. You see right here, there's a line there. So throughout that period, with Neptune being in Aquarius, personality genes discovered, virtual therapists, and that's going to be a major thing. Of course, revolutionary advances in music therapy and psycho music mapped in brains. That's amazing. It will completely revolutionize the whole system. And also, you understand a lot of religious people, or the spiritual people, they were trying to say. That when you hear too much of rock music, it's going to get to the brain, like in the line of time. You know, if you listen to Chopin, nobody's going to kill because of that. So now, below that is Uranus, which is in the sign of Pisces. And we have predicted that maybe it's going to be triggered by underwater earthquake, based on Uranus being in Pisces. Pisces is the ocean, and Uranus is upheaval. But the Pisces is also the sign for music. That's why the musical geniuses are being born right now. The children are being born right now. It's fantastic. It's 2010 almost. And
so basically, listeners, have a baby now. So be a musical genius.
Absolutely. And the hydrogen and solar-powered cars, and of course, digital films in the, on the theater screens, and inventions, electric welding, reduced production, of course. And,
now, if somebody did want a copy of this chart, all they'd have to do is email you at?
Yeah, they can at Stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, stargaze@astraltrends.net.
Now, and this is for Hassan Jaffer's world predictions until the year 2017.
That's
right. So, and I see you've predicted from the year 2000. So, when you came out with this chart, was this chart actually created in 1999?
I'm
sorry? When you came out with this chart, was this chart created in 1999?
This one was created in 1990, that's right.
1990, so 10 years prior to 2000.
Yeah. Actually, the top of the Pluto, that I wrote in 1986, a lot of those things.
Interesting.
Yeah, by the end of the part, it's just a continuation of that. Of course, the age of the quantum electrodynamics and the cell, the new cell used for the, you know, for the computers and quite a few interesting things.
Now I have a question for you. All these predictions that are on your chart, have you ever changed any of your predictions?
No. This one, once it's done, it's done. That's it. We never change that. And because there's so many different interpretations come out, like holographic concerts. Imagine a whole concert there, but nobody's on the stage. It's a matter of light, the whole thing. And people are screaming fans, and Celine Dion couldn't come on the stage, for example, there's a holographic image, and everybody's going wild. They have absolutely no idea that she's not even there.
So, once again, you're saying that the actual fans in the audience...
Oh, they'll be real, of course.
Right, but they're going to assume that Celine Dion is actually really on stage, and she's not?
That's right, they come home, for example, and say, you know, we saw Celine Dion in Paris, they say, but I saw her in Los Angeles. I don't know which one was the real one. Can you imagine?
That's incredible.
It's going to be an amazing thing. For example, you know, a person is giving a speech and opens something, you know, so people try to assassinate him, but it goes right through.
Because he'll be a hologram.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's like all those futuristic movies that are...
The president, he shouldn't give these ideas.
Maybe the president is listening.
The EM technology, the EM waves discovered, for example, the new forms of EM waves, the electromagnetic waves, the electromagnetic healing machines. But unfortunately, the artificial earthquakes are also starting. And you know, we talk about this world order. It definitely has a push towards that. It's a geological revolution coming from right on the top with Pluto going into Capricorn.
Are you talking about the one world order?
They will try to do that, you know, but they won't be able to do that. But they, all the corporate takeovers and even religion almost become like a business aspect. There are certain things of that. But also diamonds, synthetic diamonds being manufactured, for example, the moon. Like, there are quite a few interesting things coming with that, too. So, if you see the bottom under Jupiter, see, actually the second one is Saturn, we being the sign of Leo, the sign of sort of heart. And especially June, when Mars also moves into Leo, the sign of royalty, the sign of, but also for the heart attacks and the movie stars. So, I think there's a major, basic configuration that I wrote my newsletter for quite a few people, including Robert De Niro. His is actually from this summer, right to next summer. There's more, Tom Cruise, quite a few people are being influenced by that, but also the monarchy.
So now, I just wanted to back you up. Between 2006 and 2007, you have record heart attacks. So basically, there's going to be...
Basically, like royalty.
Royalty.
Monarchy. And see, when it started last August, and King Fahd passed away exactly in August. And then the Emir of Dubai and all the Middle East.
And famous people, royalty and famous people?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, the thing is, part of the piece that I predicted, it could also be because of the monarchy being destabilized in the Middle East, because they are the ones who are actually welcoming all these troops and all that to save themselves, because the public is totally against them. So it is partly because they are like the puppets there. Now, the bottom one, you'll notice that I wrote under Jupiter that, you know, made the peace treaties fine, and they were. In India, Pakistan was a major this year. And there were quite a few things for that. And also oil prices up. Now next year, by end of this year, the oil price will start coming down for sure.
Well, what do you mean by the end of 2006, major oil discoveries? What does that exactly mean?
The Caspian Sea or other places which will drop the price down also. That they will have huge reserves they'll find.
So there's hope for us yet.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the quantum cell computers, of course, and... Now, at the bottom, you see, I've given the reasoning. On the left-hand side, it says Jupiter. It's a 12-year cycle. And I think maybe we should put out a number also, you know. It's on the 180-day number.
So our listeners, if they're listening, they have any questions about the world events happening this time or their own charts, the number to call is 1-888-268-4313. Once again, the number is 1-888-268-4313. And you can have a live reading with Hassan. And all we need is your birth date and not even necessary to have the time and the whereabouts. But if you have it, that is a bonus, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you know, I wrote an article for Stardew Athletes today, actually, for the Fame magazine. And it's a very interesting, actually. They are from the best health shows around the world. And as you know, a lot of athletes are my clients, actually. But there are certain aspects of, there's not of stamina and endurance that certain athletes have. Like in wrestling, you need that, for example. But some people need, like martial arts, you need that sudden burst of energy. For that, it's like a Martin Buber theme. People are gamblers, but that's not necessarily just every athlete. For example, Oprah is born with this aspect, as well as Bill Clinton is born with this aspect. So people break the rules. And in the palm of the tree, when you look at the palm, the brain line is separate from the lifeline. And, you know, what's really interesting about Denny, because he has said, you know, I said about there's a sample of breakup. In people's charts, but celibacy here is what it shows. So then he has that aspect of truth. And he says, Jupiter is not the leader, it increases weight gain, etc. So that could be offsetting a lot of themes.
So, in other words, about Demi, after her, supposedly she's had two miscarriages. Now, can you confirm that with knowing her chart?
It's quite possible. No, I know her chart very well. I know her chart very well, actually. But because Saturn is setting off all her Scorpio planets, which are not the easiest, actually. She's still going through some difficulties, like major accident consideration till about June. Right after June becomes much better. Now, the last 6 months were like a nightmare period for her entire generation. So if there were miscarriages, it's quite possible. In fact, when people have unexpected pregnancies, like Mrs. Diana was going through that when she had a past year, actually. So I'm sure she was pregnant, actually.
That's what a lot of people had said, that she was pregnant.
I'm quite positive of that, yes. And, so for 6 months, everyone who's born 60s are going through that. But now it's, of course, gone. 70s are going through that stressful period right now. And the younger generation, they could get this out of a lot of pregnancy. Now, Denny Moore's generation is again getting it in June. That 1 month, you've got to be very careful.
So do you feel that she actually is taking a fertility treatment? And how do you feel about that?
It's quite possible that she might take it because Jupiter is setting off some very positive aspects in her chart, which is weight gain and all that. So, but with Saturn and Mars both setting off her planets in June, she will have to be very careful in 1 month. And that would say the relationship because they are very, very different.
Are they?
Very different.
They seem like they're in love, though.
I know, but she's much more passionate, much more emotionally intense. And like an all or nothing attitude. He's much more freedom loving and affectionate. Now, because there's an age difference there, because she's a Scorpio planet, he has these Aquarius planets, there is sort of a kinky attraction towards each other.
Interesting.
It's not like a normal type of thing, actually. No,
interesting. Yeah. So, who do you think was a better match, him or Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis, I'm trying to remember. I know he's got these Pisces planets by the singing and all that, also his Venus. Well, this is Pisces. Actually, his chart and Damon's chart are much more compatible in terms of love matters. But his is one sign. See, Venus is elevated in the sun of Pisces. And it's the only sign that can transcend all human values. They can love someone without ever seeing them or Capricorn was born with that. It's an extremely idealistic placement, very sacrificing placement, too. And which is also a very musical sign, of course.
So I suppose that is why they're really good friends.
Yes.
And that's why the three of them actually get along.
That's right. Yeah, he's much more, he's romantic rather than being passionate. And Celine Dion is also on Venus and Pisces and Mercury. So Mercury and Venus both together, that's a singing aspect. That's why Janis Joplin was born with that. And also, and especially was born with Venus-Mercury conjunction. Quite a few different aspects.
Yeah, are you familiar with Celine Dion's chart?
Do I have one?
Are you familiar with
yes,
Celine? Yes. Now there was rumors of her wanting to have a second child. Is that going to come true?
A second what?
Child.
It's quite possible because she's getting the same aspect as anymore. Jupiter is setting off her Venus also.
Really?
Yep. And this would be a very good year for her if she wants to.
So Celine, if you're listening, if you're listening to the fan, Celine, then by all means, go for it this year.
She's got a long face as it is. Then she has this huge, long hairdo on top of that to make it even longer. It reminds me of these African tribes, you know, they make this really long thing. Her husband, I don't know, 20 years, 8 years or something. That's very strange, actually, the whole thing. But again, she's got Venus in Pisces. So it's, you know, it's not, I mean, they, I'm not saying love is blind, but there's always, I mean, they always love those who have a lot of age difference. They always have that aspect. Like, you know, the Charlie's Angels, known as younger,
Which one? The new Charlie's
Barrymore.
Angels? Demi Moore? No, not Demi.
Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. There you go.
Yes, not in Aquarius, which is quite a brilliant aspect, and very unconventional, but Venus is in Pisces. That's why, you know, she has this sort of seductive side to her, and she also likes people with a lot of age difference, and they always like musicians and artists or drug addicts, but people are saviors or the ones who are victims.
Yeah, and she goes through mates quite frequently, Drew Barrymore.
She does what?
She goes through mates quite frequently.
Yeah, that's a Venus aspect, just like Casanova.
Really?
Because nobody says their eyes out, they keep going from one to the other to find a mate, have a mess. Exactly, yeah. I wonder if my listeners, if my clients did get the newsletter. It's the first time actually I sent a newsletter one day before.
I received mine. You emailed to me, so I received mine. Yes.
But maybe the next time we remind them to get any of this. One of the main reasons I want to have this radio thing also that all around the world, all our clients we have, so they can listen to it, they can share their thoughts. And the fact that they can email to us also so we can see exactly what the questions are.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Hassan, they're more than welcome to call. And our phone number here is 1-888-268-4313. Once again, that's 1-888-268-4313. And that's for a live reading of your astrological chart or if you have any questions for Hassan.
You know, I didn't miss this thing called from this girl, and she gave me a date of birth, and she also gave me her brother's date of birth, and I looked at his chart, and her brother's chart, he had an exact Mars and Aries in opposition to Uranus. The Mars Uranus has, it's an aspect of free action for head and spine. It's exactly what Mr. Diana was born with. So I told her, I said, this year, from the last 2 years, he's in a major accident configuration.
Really?
And so I asked her, I said, was there anybody killed in your family or any friends? Now, I would never say that somebody was, because only God can say that. And she said her brother was killed in March, riding a motorcycle.
And that was in her chart?
It was so clear. And looking at his chart, she had Mars in the third house is brother's sisters, and Mars in Capricorn, which got touched on before, and then he had a Mars Uranus exact opposition. It's a totally an aspect of freak action for head and spine. So some things, it's so strange in how they are so sort of destined to define. And but it's such a sad because he was so young, as you know. But
actually,
he was born in the 70s, so that nightmare theme, the last 3-4 weeks, from mid mid-March, it started Mars Neptune, and this happened on March 17th.
I actually have a question for you. When somebody actually passes, their chart is actually still active? Now, hold that thought, Hassan.
Okay.
I will ask you that after our next caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hi, good. Who's this?
Lamont.
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
Lamont.
Lamont. And Lamont, where are you from?
I'm in Orange County, New York.
Hello, Lamont from New York. And do you have a birth date?
Yes, 12-10-45.
Would that be December 10th?
Yep.
Okay, December 10th. 1945, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, Lamont, Hassan will take over.
Okay.
Hi, Lamont.
How you doing? I said, you're very, very low to me.
I'm sorry?
You're very, very low.
Oh, really? Unfortunately, I have to go to a different office today. But you have Mercury in the sign of Sagittarius, along with the Sun sign and Venus in Sagittarius. This is you're very versatile, and you can do several things and do them well. But what I like about your chart is that you have a Moon, Pluto, trine. This gives a nice wisdom element when you want to affect the masses somehow, through communication, through telecommunications, through all these gadgets and internet. And the whole internet represents people like yourself. In fact, you're almost catching up to your way of thinking. You also have a very nice way of speaking, Venus being so close to Mercury. And now you have Mars also aspect to Mercury, which gives very good troubleshooting ability and sort of a Ferrari taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was talking about these motorcycles and all that, you have that aspect in you. Do you know what time you were born?
No, not really.
I see. Morning, evening, you don't know yet?
I think it was, oh boy. I believe it was morning.
I see. Okay. What do you do by the way?
Well, maintenance. I work with my hands. I am. Engineering.
Right. So you're a very good troubleshooter, though.
Excuse me?
You must be a very good troubleshooter.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, because that's your specialty, it seems. And you like the challenges, but as soon as the challenges are over, you start getting bored.
Uh-huh.
And you want to go on something else, something different. And your moon is kind of Aquarius. It's sort of a, like you're very, very independent.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, you don't need somebody who's too possessive or clinging tight. But that moon being the sign of Aquarius, it reminds you of Princess Diana also. On one side, you want the family and home, but as soon as it comes too close, leave me alone. I want my freedom and independence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's excellent for all the space age technology and the high tech and the media and all. But you also have Mars and Saturn very close to each other. Now, this aspect is one of the configurations of heart, because you're a very impatient person also. So you have to avoid crisis situations. Make sure you get enough sleep, because you will take chances also. And
chances.
Up in driving and all that, you have good reflexes, but you will take chances. And this summer, till next summer, first of all, you've got to be a bit careful of your back. And you become a bit anemic, you need more iron, but you'll be able to accomplish a lot. Like for property matters, so buying and selling a property or renovating a property is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Any question you'd like to ask?
I was thinking about doing that.
I see. Yeah, it's a fantastic aspect for that, yes. But just be careful because that you get enough sleep, you know. At what time do you normally sleep?
Late. About 11:30.
Actually, that's not too bad. As long as between midnight and 6 o'clock, if you can get, that's fine. And also towards the end of the day, if you can cut down the TV and all the computers on, because you have a very, very active nervous system.
Wow.
A brilliant mind, very inventive. Right? Come up with things which are probably your hobbies. Well, you know, when you're fixing things and all the gadgets and these type of things. But you do have that Ferrari taste.
Uh-huh.
You'll have both luxury and speed. And you're in a bit of an action configuration right now until about June. It started from last November. Any authority conflict. That's why I said try to avoid crisis situations. Make sure you drink lots of water, because that really helps too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I've been told that.
Do you have any questions for Hassan?
I see myself supposed to be getting some change for money from a lawsuit, and I was wondering if is it around the corner? This is. I had a train accident back in 1995.
@astrotrends.net. But this year you should really lay the foundation, the groundwork. Till about June, you have excellent focus and concentration. But from this October to next September, when Jupiter exactly sets off your Mars, it trines your Mars. That's like a real gambling aspect. It's a fantastic theme. And we'll be buying a lot of cars and travel and. It's like a windfall theme in your chart. And if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, by the way, you can always just go to our website, go to the newsletter, and just enter your email, and we'll send you our newsletter also. I think you'll really enjoy it. In fact, my moon magic is made for people like you, because in 5 minutes it'll make you like an astrologer. You'll see your own timing. But you do need your time of birth, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
The only
thing, by the way, be a bit careful in the month of June. Because
everyone,
I see some hassles when it comes to money matters. So it could lead to legal matters if you don't watch it. But right off that, you have the luck aspect. Okay, Lamont?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Lamont.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. He's got a Mercury Pluto sign. I don't think he's using it as much. Like, I'm also going Mercury Pluto. There are two aspects of understanding the divine truth. One of them is a conscious awareness of truth, which is a Mercury Pluto, and the Moon Pluto gives a subconscious awareness of truth, like you get prophetic dreams, etc.
Very nice. Now, going back to my original question,
Yes. Which
was, when somebody actually passes, is their chart still active? And that's something that I was thinking about.
Something very, very interesting. When Princess Diana passed away, and by the way, we had written about 45 days before that, she had to be careful, free cash was ahead of time, because she was getting that everything, even my report, every word.
So we're talking about Princess Diana right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the moon was going from 7th house to the 8th house. And the 7th house says, that the voice has practice play, but it says that try to indulge and work on the part of things with a husband, with a spouse, and actively indulge in, I'm just reading from my own book, actually indulge in sharing deep feelings and emotions with your spouse and partner. So they were talking about marrying and all that. Right after she passed away, the moon went to the 8th house, and just before that, this is excellent for getting money and valuables, so she got this £200,000 ring. All that part is going on, but on the other side, it says tiredness of morbid kind, and tiredness of morbid kind, often reminded of life-death matters. Now, I wouldn't say you'll die in that, because that happens every month, but that was one of the considerations. Right after that, it, about 2 or 3 days later, it went to the 9th house. When went to the, I'm talking about the moon. So here she's passed away. Went to the 9th house, and it says these priests and also going to the airport, traveling to capitals, foreign lands. She was in Paris. She was flown to London at the capital. And it says priests and churches and everything is philosophy. 2 or 3 days later, it went to the 10th house. And so I read from the 10th house of the moon, it says, excellent for limelight, recognition, television. More than 1 billion people watched her.
Watched her story on TV.
Right.
You're right.
Right after that, it went to the 11th house, and which is all these, you know, like it's like fairs and conventions and galas and people all holding vigils and all that, thousands and thousands of people all around the world. That's the 11th house theme. Right after, it went to the 12th house, like an obscurity. It's an awesome asset of graveyards and cemeteries, like a low profile. They're buried in a place that's like an island. You can hardly even get there, and they're charging like £10 something, like a complete, like an obscure aspect. Now, so once a person is born, their chart never dies. It's like the soul never dies and the body never repeats itself. But so the astrology actually belongs to the soul, it seems, all the experiences that we go through. And so, for example, Beethoven might have a moon in his chart in the 10th house. And every station is playing Beethoven suddenly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's basically tied in with memories of the person's soul. If you had to actually pinpoint it, so once a person dies, their memories of their soul is their chart.
The soul, soul is continuously the beginning part. It just establishes that now the soul stops, never to die, it continues. When Deepak Chopra says, "Who are you?" Like he has this famous essay to confuse people and all that. My answer would be, you are your horoscope. that's you. That's why the interesting thing is, in clones, like I would love to make a clone of myself. I would, so I'm quite honest.
My God, that would be scary.
Two of you
in this world? I don't know if this world is ready for you.
I would have young sessions with my little one. I would take everywhere, every park, all the musical instruments and all of that. But here's what the difference is. That even though the person looks like you, almost identical to you, but the chart would be totally different.
Well, you have a twin, so...
But her chart is very much like mine.
She's
very much into multimedia and music. She's very musical. The only thing she doesn't is athletics, but that's more because she procrastinates the way she drives, like a race car driver. Yeah. And she's constantly on the go. Like, so you have 15 people, for example, coming there, and she's cooking for everybody and all that. I mean, just constantly. Yes, she's doing the multimedia also, and... I mean,
so she's like a multitasker like yourself.
Very, very much, yeah.
Very
and honestly, she's got 4 children, I've got 4.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And, but the thing is like, our charts are identical, or very similar, but everything that happens to me happens to about 1 or 2 years later because there's a 2 hour difference, 2 to 4 hour difference. So with slow moving science, it can become like 1 or 2 years. Although with moon, it'd be like 2 or 3 days difference. But in this cloning, the chart will be totally different. So that person will not represent all my talents, which would indicate completely new all the musical genes are being born, as I said.
So hypothetically, just say, if we were to clone you, we would have to make sure that they were born on a birthday.
No, but they would be totally different than me.
Still, because of the year would be different, correct?
There's something that's a totally different chart.
Right.
And even though they look like me, that's why the looks are almost like a superficial thing. There are certain things should be common, so that's what we have to. It's a really interesting study, with a clone thing, to follow the people. Because many times I have these twins, they say, oh, we are so different. And you make a tape for them or CD, and don't put the name, and give it to the other person who thinks exactly. And they're very, very specific things. And people don't realize, how comedy things are.
So it would be almost interesting to make a, I guess, a theory on maybe just getting people that have the same birth date, the same time of birth, the same place,
exactly what my father
seeing said. What their charts are compared to one another.
Exactly, yes. You take John Cruz's chart, you take a known person's chart, and compare it ups and downs to be identical. But the thing is, for example, you could have an identical person to myself, let's say.
Uh-huh.
A person from a different culture, whatever, for example, it's an Argentinian culture,
or the same, everything. Right, right.
Now, I'm born like a really, like a drug addict chart. Everything that I do is a total obsession. Yet I've never taken drugs, alcohol in my life. I have no idea what beer tastes like, what champagne tastes like. But everything that I do, it's an obsession. So that obsessive thing is there. But that person may take, one note in the piano. When Moon is touching off on a second team, and that person may take the first drop of alcohol. Second time it comes up, I just make a chord, and that person starts pretending he's taking two drops, and slowly. So when that person becomes alcoholic, and I become, I use that expression that way. Totally identical theme. So the themes are identical. One is alcoholic, one is a musician. And this is what most people don't realize, that what is predictable are your experiences, when they will happen to you, and how long will they last. And what you do with them, of course, is your free choice.
Right. So the free choice is what you focus on. So you're saying somebody with your same chart, identical to you, could be focusing on drinking alcohol, as opposed to yourself, practicing music.
And this is where the culture comes in, or the parents, for example, because my father never...
The direction of the people around you that promote you. Correct.
But it's the same theme. And that's what I do. When I do people's charts, like we do these personal reports, and we do... Like, my reports are some of the best. I took almost like 6 months just where I go 6,000 paragraphs that go in it. And you can actually email it to people also, you know, all my reports, the natal reports, the 12-month forecast, and all that. And, when we look at the highest potential of people, like what high capacity is, and that is what I focus on. I don't focus on all the, like, needed, like, we let them know, of course, all when's the best time to do this, like that gentleman, for example, thinks it'd be an excellent time for buying and selling a property and renovating it and all that, and that's what he wants to do.
Right.
It's the perfect time.
Right.
And, most people don't realize all their talents, unfortunately. They don't even think about it. Like this lady, my God, the way she was talking, she was constantly, like, totally in control. I said, as far as my husband is concerned, he's totally like a mother's boy. He's like, he's just listening to his mother. I said, no, the way you are, your children are going to be exactly like that. Because you're always making decisions for them. And so I told her, she said, what would be the best thing for me, what do you think? Now, she had in mind Neptune aspect and Venus and some of the positive signs. I told her she takes salsa dancing. She said, why salsa? I said, because a man has to take the lead.
So what you're saying is the influence around you is what basically, with a mix of your chart and the influence, makes you who you are.
That's right. But I believe in leading a balanced life. You should have a balance of all these 12 needs that we have.
Now, what do you say to somebody if they're, let's say, a workaholic because they're in a cycle where they just can't break free from it and they just think that it's all about work and nothing else?
You know, people become workaholics because they don't have love in their life. If they had a beautiful wife at home, for example, who made a nice soup for them, for example, after doing work and all that, she comes home, she makes a beautiful thing, and she calls them, for example, and she really is, you know, when he goes home, and she dresses well, and she looks beautiful, and all that, brought in just in tattered clothes and all that, like, she really looks up herself, and it's a nice perfume, and the whole place, beautiful candlelight, bath, everything is there. He would love to come home all the time. Otherwise, she comes home, and she's just nagging all the time. Who would want to go home? So people like Elvis Presley, for example, he had a beautiful wife, but what happens is people try to get into a college like that. He's got a lot of Capricorn planets, quite often. And just when they're about to make it, and the wife leaves, the children leave, and you're just left lonely. You become more, like, then you go to alcohol and depression and all that. So that's why it's so important to have, so everything doesn't become like a project. And right from the beginning, it is so important for at least once a week to go to restaurants, or twice a week to go to restaurants, to go to a movie theater rather than just watching DVD at home, and to leave the work at about 5 o'clock. You know, most people go into their own business to become master of the destiny. They become total slaves to their own work.
It's correct. It's correct. People do this.
They're totally tired. then to unwind the watch the TV till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Till 2, 3 in the morning, and then they go to bed. Then they can't function the next day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely impossible.
Yeah. And that's how you need to establish, you know, like, for example, so what you have to imagine if you had $100 million behind you, what would you do?
Oh, my.
And that's how I make my decisions.
Really?
Absolutely. Everything that I do. If I was doing if I had $100 million, I would still do my strategy just to the bigger scale. I just scale that up. But I still do my music, I still take my time, regardless of how hectic this thing is, I would just do that. But most people are born like that also, you know, luckily God has made me very sort of multitasking, and it drives me something so precious in my life that everything in my life is single one has must be like, because I lost my mother when I was born, that's the only reason I got into astrology. But the music I find is extremely healing. You know, people say you don't give so much money for the learning of piano. It's about this $200 Yamaha. You can slow down the tempo, and you can see the keys being played, like they all light up.
So you can basically teach yourself.
Absolutely. And you can just follow it, because I really think when you go to conservatory and all that, it really, really kills you all your creativity, unfortunately. The Suzuki student school says that in the beginning, at least, I think it should be encouraged us to just close your eyes and just stay out there.
Well, I could see that happening because you're actually, your teacher is promoting their creativity onto you instead of you creating your own. So I could see that happening.
You just watch the notes. You're right, you're playing like the dumbest, just a piano teacher. Every time she comes upstairs, you know, like when I'm at the grand piano, I'm playing on the sixth floor here. Every time she comes, I play Beethoven in a totally different way. She gets so upset and says, no, it's not like that. I said, no, it's not Beethoven. You're reading from the book. It's my language. Okay. So I'm a Virgo planet, so I there for totally details and all that.
And
you're like with Mercury Leo.
Right.
It's the bold aspect, you know. Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting is that certain movies that come out, like between now and November 2008, if a movie comes out which has to do with, you know, for example, all the religions around the world, or something about the green card, for example, how this person, like, they'll be a total hit immediately. Like, they capture the essence of what's happening in the world.
So all you script writers out there that are listening, Hassan says to write a movie regarding two different cultures,
or religions,
green card, all that.
A girl from Tel Aviv, she falls in love with this man from West Bank, for example. And they're supposed to, you know, have so many differences, for example, that are they're taught, but they have to love each other. Like, those things would be absolutely amazing. They would really catch on very fast.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
I just wanted to remind our listeners, because we have another 15 minutes to go, and our number here is 1-888-268-4313. Once again, it's 1-888-268-4313. We have a time basically for maybe another two callers and squeeze them in. And please feel free to call, and Hassan will answer any questions for you.
I wonder if you're being so interesting on a conversation with your hand to be good as good to that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Don't feel shy if you want to discuss anything. I particularly like people who disagree in astrology, because hardly anybody does. I love to meet the Randy fella, you know. He's a Leo, actually. He's a Mercury Leo. He's got a good chart, actually.
Yeah.
Now, some people are very dogmatic. You know, they, as John has said, they don't want to be convinced. That's different. But what I am doing, I'm building the software right now where you have 100 parents and one child. And my software, in 30 seconds, will tell you exactly not only which parent belongs to that child, or the child belongs to which parent, but what traits as that child inherited from the mother and from the father.
So now, wait a minute. If I were to put my chart on this website that you're putting together, now, if I were to try to match my parents' chart, and let's say one of my parents didn't match, could I safely say that?
Good match. What do you mean, good match?
What if, no, I'm just saying, what if it wasn't one of my parents and I didn't know?
Unless your father has some Pisces planets like Astronova, what sign is your father?
Pisces. but no, seriously.
Well,
I mean, could you actually figure out if your parents are really your parents from this website?
I definitely wouldn't rock the boat.
You are so rocking the boat with this.
I'm going to ask you that. Now, you look like your parents.
I do. I'm just saying, for the average person out there, if they were really trying to find out if they've been lied to, or just, you know, their parents were, you know, hiding something from them, if they could find out if they were adopted, not adopted, what could they...
But you know what would be amazing? that all around the world appeared a massive database of everyone. And instantly, this locates the actual person, the father and the mother.
Oh, could you even do a family tree with this?
Yes, absolutely.
And find out your ancestors through this?
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
It was so interesting. And also, what kind of work do they do? And you know what I'm very much interested in? For example, somebody who has a moon Saturn aspect, let's say, it's one aspect of being anemic. So every month, four times my moon either conjuncts, opposes, or squares your Saturn for those 3-4 hours, you feel very, very tired. You probably wear black. You feel depressed. And at that time, if somebody makes you happy, those are your true friends. That's one of the things I find. For example, if moon is in your, let's say Saturn was in the 9th house when you were born, and moon gets up that Saturn, you always feel run down and tired and depressed. But at some point, these classical musicians, comes from India or any place like Chaurasia or Shikumar Sharma, for example, and you meet them and you listen to a concert, you're extremely happy. In the time, you're supposed to be really sad. But they're playing this Raag Kirvani or Raag Darbari or deep pathos in melodic minor scale, for example, and you absolutely love it. And you know that's one of the cures for it. So that's what so people who are born Moon Saturn, if you have weakness of the eyesight, quite often alienation of the mother, or when the parents being divorced or separated, and or they couldn't show their affections. And but many sculptors are born with it. People who do gardening, who are involved with earth. So every time they involve earth, that offsets this moon's their depression part, because that's an aspect of pathological depression. So one of the things you'll find is people where they also, not mindfully, but they definitely cut corners. For example, it's dead winter, they'll wear 4 sweaters and have a really cold at home to save money.
Really?
Or for example, their light. You know, everything, the whole place is dark.
It's dark.
Yeah. That's all the moon Saturn theme. So all they have to do is just, you know, so it triggers depression even more. So just have bright lighting, or not bright lighting, but subtle lighting all around the walls. That's the first thing I would do. Like everywhere, it's just some small lighting. So there's no dark corner, because darkness triggers that. And also it takes more iron. And so these are small things.
See, I'm the type of person that I love lights on in the whole house.
And you're always upbeat?
Yeah, my parents, my mother especially, she loves to have the whole house dark. When you pull into the driveway and they're at home, you know that they're at home only because it's dark, because
really?
They never turn the lights on.
I see, now, the thing, she could be not cruel, but cruel without even realizing it. Like, she could be, she's not a mean person at all.
She's not.
But she could be very rational, so rational that it almost hurts you, but why it's not feeling.
Right, because
like, sometimes somebody can do that. That's a theme. So personal stuff from Capricorn, planets, and Scorpio. She's a Libra or something, isn't she?
She's actually a Virgo, but she's the last day of Virgo,
that's right.
Right.
And that's Neptune aspect. That's why she has these bigger centers and all that too.
Yes.
That's very Neptune theme. Yeah, they all are related. All these things.
Funny.
And also, like, I wonder, so does she keep the home quite cold?
Yes. Yes, I always have to wear socks and slippers and long johns, and then and then I have to put my track pants on top, 2-3 t-shirts. But it's also, on the other hand, in the summer, the air conditioning is turned off as well.
Right.
So,
but she doesn't really, so she wasn't really like an Italian mother with all her pizza and pasta and all that affection like that. I mean, she cared, but she didn't really overtly show.
No, she did cook, but it wasn't overly.
Yeah, but
overly.
Like emotionally, she wasn't.
No.
The person, yeah.
No. The food wasn't emotional. It was more rational because we had to eat.
That's right.
But right.
You have to understand too, that she's not really a cool person or anything like that.
No, I know.
In fact, she would have been a very good, like, a nursing administrator.
And that's what she is.
Oh, really?
Well, yes. Yeah, she's the head of the daycare centers that she runs, and she's fantastic at it. You know, she has quite a few employees under her, and she's great at administration.
Because the nursing is when they pull up the bandage, that'll tell how artistic or gentle the person is. It's still her. But they can just make a joke out of it. But they're very professional, very... This aspect, like my case, for example, I do so slowly, it would really hurt them even more.
It's true. She just rips it off. Like, she was like that, actually, when I was younger, when I had a loose tooth. She'd say, oh, just let me take a look at it. And then before I knew it, she pulled it out. So that's my memory.
Now, that's what Kipton said. She didn't even realize, like, she's not capable of understanding you at a deep emotional level. Because she's so rational. But she knows that you'll survive. She'll make a joke out of it. But how much it hurts you.
It did. I have that memory until today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why you need to completely sort of reevaluate all these aspects. And that's also, you're a very, very truthful person. Like, somebody tricks you into that, for example, that part is definitely
I never trust them again for that.
That's it
for me. Whereas my father, he's like you. He would just wiggle the tooth just to see how loose it is. And he wouldn't pull it out. He would just to see, right?
Oh, his sense is worse than a woman. Because he's got three Pisces. Dream makes him sense. Now, imagine Casanova was born with that.
Really?
It's not the down one quality, but he's a bit to understand women. And their concerns, all their problems.
He was very nurturing. He was more like the Italian mama.
Yeah.
Very much so, with the more, you know.
And you would have to actually be best of both, I must say. You're very caring.
Thank you, Hassan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love that in Leo, because that's on my ninth house. And all this, that's the truth. I mean, I don't even care if people don't call this matter to me at all. Because all these things that they're doing, they're being archived. And these are fantastic discussions from the point, because you'll not find many of these points in the books at all.
It's true. A lot of years and years
of research, and we share with the people.
So every hour that we do on a Wednesday, and we have no callers, it's fine, because I'm extrapolating a little bit
of
information out of your mind for astrology. So it works out well.
We should start discouraging you from calling.
We actually have time for one more caller. We have 5 or 7 minutes left. I'm not even sure exactly. But it's 1-888-268-4313. Once again, 1-888-268-4313.
We only have like 2-3 minutes left.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we've about 5 minutes before.
Oh, we started a little bit, yeah.
Time down there. So as far as our products are concerned, we have this, our world prediction through 2017. And they can also write to us and subscribe to the newsletter. They go to my website and go to newsletters, and at the bottom they'll find subscribe. So they can just put an email and they get that. And they'll get the newsletter in the mail. Also, we have the reports, as you know, that 12-month forecast, and which tells you the best time to do what. Our moon magic, we are almost finished now, and that makes an astrology in about 5 minutes.
And I think we only have a couple dozen left of those books, and that's it for the year, and then you'll have to wait for the year 2007.
Yes.
But I just wanted to mention to our listeners that your email is stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, at astrotrends.net, A-S-T-R-O-T-R-E-N-D-S.net. So...
And so they can just email to us and to be showcased in our next time when we do our radio show.
Hello.
We're almost out of time. I think we have about 1 minute left. I think we have 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left. Well, I have a few more questions from this National Enquirer that I wanted to ask you. Now, we were actually...
Today I saw this. They said the Brad Pitt and... Angelina Jolie split or that or something. I don't think. I think they're very compatible, actually.
Really? You heard that? I haven't heard that yet.
I was looking at the People magazine, you know.
Oh, I see.
But this summer is fantastic for her, actually. July, August, September, and October.
Yeah.
She's actually quite an interesting person, but it's all suppressed because of Saturn. But she does have Venus in Cancer, and he has Venus in Capricorn, so they're quite compatible. Yeah.
Well, did you notice all the articles about her, and is she crazy because she's 7 months pregnant, and she's flying, and all that she's actually flying a plane, and how safe is it? How do you feel about her and her taking risks while she's pregnant?
Well, she's only the beginning part. She was like 8 months pregnant. That'd be dangerous, of course, you know. Maybe, she's just watching her reruns of her movies or something, and she's thinking of, yeah. But the thing, she is oblivious. She knows she's born with the moon Saturn aspect. Almost this cruel aspect. Like, she doesn't even talk to her father. She moons up with her parents, the family, the home. And so that moon Saturn suppresses all of that. But this year, she does have very good aspect from Jupiter, so there might be some family reunions and all that. Especially June, July, August, September.
And what about the rumors that they're already married or that they're getting married?
One of the best times for both of them. Excellent. Exactly opposite last 2.5 years.
But they haven't gotten married yet.
Yeah, I think it's very important for her, even though she may try to shut it. We have research. But, well, I think before the baby, they will. So we've got the last 30 seconds.
So I just wanted to say thank you to our listeners out there, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks you'll be able to hear us even better than ever. And we're just going to say good night. Good night, Hassan.
Good night. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a service.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.